Good morning. It is a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, Justice Anthony Kennedy yesterday said he will retire this summer, setting in motion a furious fight over the future of the U.S. Supreme Court and giving President Trump the chance to cement a conservative judicial philosophy on the American legal system for generations. Many are calling for, including the governor of New York, to wait for the pick until after the November elections. Ironic.
It is just not in the realm of a decent discussion when you think of what the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, did by denying a vote on a wonderful Obama nominee who McConnell just would not confirm or even allow a discussion about. Well, the fact is that by doing that, he set a precedent. Now he stands up and says, we will do our constitutional duty. Of all the hypocritical pieces of garbage that has ever come out of that man's mouth, the idea that he would deny a president, President Obama, a fair up or down vote, and then say we will do our constitutional duty in a rushed manner right now. Well, we're going to be looking at certain Republicans. We're going to be looking at Susan Collins. We're going to be looking at Jeff Flake. We're going to be looking at a whole bunch of people who will make a big difference. So what he's got to do, Trump, I'm sure he sees this, is to find some impeccable conservative constitutional scholar on one of the appeals courts and move him up, knowing full well that that vote is going to be predictable to the point where you could pretty well assume that a woman's right to control her own body, abortion, is out the window if this justice is confirmed. And by the way, folks, this is not the last justice that we're going to see here. We have a very old court. We have two more years on the political life of Donald Trump, unless he's impeached, of course. And even if he is, you know who's coming next. So let me be clear that during this last election, I went around and talked to a lot of people and said, one of the implications of this election is who's going to be put on the court. People who were, what? Now you see that all of those, what people call dire predictions, turn out not to be so dire. And this is going to put this country on a footing of anger and contesting this nomination, whoever it is, like you have never seen before.
We'll go from that to the Supreme Court, which dealt a severe blow to labor unions yesterday in a 5-4 decision. The court ruled that government workers cannot be required to pay for collective bargaining, which could cost public unions tens of millions of dollars. And of course, New York, the nation's most unionized state, furious reaction from the unions and others yesterday.
New York and Massachusetts and other states where there is still some semblance of union activity. Look, David, everybody knew this one was coming. This was as predictable as anything that we have seen. The unions are going to have to band together. It may, in fact, mean that they have some resilience here, that they may be smaller as a result of this. They may have less money as a result of this, but they may have to fight harder in a way they haven't had to fight for a long time. Look, this was such a marginal issue, but it was so crucial to unions and to staying alive that unions are going to have to lick their wounds and start to say, we have to do it right. We have to make sure we're squeaky clean. We have to make sure we are really representing the interests of our workers, and we have to do what our workers want us to. And that may mean, for example, that politically, you don't take the old whatever works routine. You go and you say to your members, who do you want for governor of New York State? And when they tell you one thing, you better listen, because otherwise, why would people want a union that leads them in a direction they don't want to go?
The ripple effect has begun after the upset victory of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez over Representative Joe Crowley in New York's 14th congressional district, not only on the federal level, Alan, but in New York State. Now a spate of articles and discussion and analysis on the New York governor's race coming up. And, of course, Governor Cuomo faces Cynthia Nixon in the Democratic primary. And he's saying that this race is apples and oranges, even though a Social Democrat won. And it looks like the outsider candidates are gaining favor.
Well, David, we do know that the polls were really wrong where Crowley gets ousted by a novice. The reason is that there is a printed report that he was 35% ahead of her. and she wins by an overwhelming margin. Now, if the polls can be that wrong in one case, Nixon's argument is, hey, that could be the same thing in a gubernatorial race in which I'm supposedly trailing. But, you know, this is a race among Democrats, and Democrats seem to be shifting left. If the Democrats play it right, they will have a shot in this primary. Nevertheless, so far, I would say he's way out in front and will probably win.